Pop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Right, your homework today is, in fact, the theme today is, what three bands would you choose to support Oasis? You've bought your ticket, you spent £350. If you're going to spend that amount of money, you might as well get a choice. What three artists would you choose to support Oasis? Yesterday, I saw David Ford. Who's David Ford? He was in Easy World. Who were Easy World? This is Easy World. Not available on Spotify, because that's the way we roll. That's Easy World. I went to see David Ford yesterday. If you get the opportunity to see David Ford live, you should. He is one of the best solo artists we have produced as a nation. Go and check him out on... His solo stuff is available on Spotify. Go and check him out. I suggest you start with Waiting for the Storm and move on from there. It is brilliant. That was Easy World. Definitely wasn't Britpop. Let's move on. Let's move on to something very much Britpop, and that is Oasis. They're going live in 25. We know about it. You bought your tickets. What three artists do you want to see? Now, last week, I announced that they've got Richard Ashcroft solo, not Verve, but Richard Ashcroft solo, and also they're probably going to have cast, and they've just announced that they definitely are having cast. So it's Oasis, Richard Ashcroft and cast. But who would you pick? You've got The Time It Takes Me to Play a Song by Cast and a Song by Oasis to let me know. You know how to get in touch. Either smash that button on the app if you're listening live, or at the Britpop Show on Twitter. Let me know what three artists you'd like to hear for your £350 that you spent to go and see Oasis.
1990s.
Good.
That was a B-side, people. You remember? A B-side. It was a B-side to Whatever, which, let's not forget, wasn't even an album track itself. So on the B-side you had It's Good to Be Free, Half the World Away, Slide Away. That's an album there. Put some filler in and you've got an absolute killer album just with those four songs. And that was just a CD of a single... Whatever, just chuck it out there between two albums. That's how I think people forget how good Oasis were back in the day. And that's why people are so excited about these reunions. Not me, didn't get tickets, don't care. Move on, let's deal with it. But I've asked you guys, who would you like to see? Who would you choose as your three support acts for Oasis? You paid £350. It's about time you get a say in this matter. It's a bit late because they've announced Ashcroft and Cast. But let's pretend, right? A lot of people have said... Shed 7. Gary Briscoe said, Shed 7, The Charlatans and Supergrass. Michael Croft, Shed 7, Cooler Shaker and Pastel. Now, Pastel, I think, supported Liam about a year or so ago. We've had... who else have we had? We had... In relation to Shed 7, we had Del O'Brien said Shed 7, Charlatans and Stone Roses. And Britpop Memories said, on current form and with the right crowd, Cast, Ashcroft... and Shed 7. Well, two out of three are already lined up. And he said, and Shed 7. He said, imagine a packed Wembley Stadium singing Chasing Rainbows by Shed 7. Well, let's imagine just that for the next 4 minutes and 19 seconds.
I hide them everywhere.
We're playing a game this week. We're deciding, you've spent your £350, and for your £350, not only do you get to see Oasis, but you also get to decide who the support acts are, and you get to choose three. Aussie Luke has said on Twitter, Ocean Colour Scene, Cooler Shaker and Ash. I like that. Let's do a little deep dive into that, starting with Ash.
Oh yeah, she was taking.
Taking me away.
So we're playing a game. Who would you have support Oasis? And Aussie Luke said he wanted Ash, Cooler Shaker and Ocean Colour Scene. And I've got some good news for Aussie Luke, albeit he's in Australia and so can't go to it, that half of them, or two-thirds of his choices, are actually on tour together for the price of one ticket. That's right, Ocean Colour Scene and Cooler Shaker are touring together. And they are starting on the 27th of March next year in Leeds. They go Stockton, Birmingham, Southend, Sheffield, Portsmouth, London, Swansea, Truro, Plymouth, Bristol, Cambridge, Manchester, Nottingham, two in Glasgow, Aberdeen, Dunfermline, Liverpool, and then they finish off in Ireland. They go Limerick on the 22nd of April. They do Dublin on the 24th of April and Belfast on the 26th of April. So if they were your choice, why not go and see them? I know, Aussie Luke, you can't really from Australia, but if you're listening thinking that sounds like a good lineup, get your tickets. They're available now. Here's Cooler Shaker.
hits from the 1990s.
Well, let's see some more of the choices that you've made for the three bands that you would have support Oasis. Del O'Brien says he wants Shed Seven, Charlatans and Stone Roses. We've got John Hamilton, Richard Ashcroft, Cast and Cooler Shaker. I've got some good news for you, John. Two out of three, not bad. Dano says two of those bands are better than Oasis, so I can't see that happening. It's just my opinion, of course. Steve says Blur, U2 and Right Said Fred. Unfortunately, I've seen all of them live. That's right, I've seen all of them. Turner says Shed Seven, awesome band. Soph Mal says Cast, Shed Seven and Ocean Colour Scene. And Baker Boy says Charlatans, Shed Seven and the Lathams. And Lisa has requested Charlatans, Elastica and Suede.
Bye.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Stop.
We had a message in from Brian. He says, okay, so perhaps they're not going to support Oasis, but if you get short on suggestions, how about some Gomez, in particular, whipping Piccadilly? Brian, we are not short of suggestions, as you can see by all of the people who've messaged in tonight, but it wouldn't be a show without you, Brian, and so I'm definitely going to play it for you. I know they're not going to support them, but here it is, turbo version, whipping Piccadilly.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, we took a day out in Manchester. We all fall down, there's not enough hours in a day. Played a bit of football, fell into the union, barged our way to the toilet with the Kung Fu King. There's not enough hours in a day. Looking like a lunatic, and we all fall down. There's not enough hours in our trip. Well, Academy card wheels breaking your hands. Oh, we got lovely posters for sale.
Written about Manchester Piccadilly Station, requested by Brian. That's Whipping Piccadilly, turbo version by Gomez. Now, Mark has said he was going to suggest, this is on the acts that he would like to see support Oasis, Shed 7 and Supergrass, but others mentioned them first. It doesn't work like that, Mark. If you want them, you can have them. That's, you know, that's the way it works. You pays you money, it takes your choice. So instead, he's gone for the Stone Roses, Manic Street Preachers and the Blue Tones. I think we can play some Stone Roses, can't we?
Your hands will fail. Your final flight can't be delayed.
Could that gig get any more mank? Oasis and the Stone Roses. Who knows, Liam might even be able to tempt John Squire back onto stage. Seems unlikely, but bearing in mind they were touring together and did an album together, you never know. Back to the responses on Twitter. Graham said he'd like to see Shed 7, Richard Ashcroft and James. James would be good, wouldn't they? They really get the crowd going. Running out of time now to play all of the suggestions, but Harrison has suggested a reunited Verve, Mannix and Echo Belly. And Rebel Rock has said Mannix were the greatest singles band of the 90s, so they would kill it. Ashcroft will deliver all the Verve classics, and Shaq were brilliant and Noel loved them. I'm not going to be playing Shaq.
Apologize for me.
go too far. Beg me to stop, hate my face, I know. And tell me forever just to go. Just one thing before I get to sleep. Nothing here but the stains on my teeth. No, not blood, just liquid from you. I only wish it was the truth.
Bernamanix, and we've got one more song. What is it going to be? Well, we had this this message. I'm just trying to find who it was from. It was from Craig. And all he said was, it sounded so forlorn. He said, was hoping Supergrass. It's not going to be Supergrass, I'm afraid, Craig. So we're going to finish the show on Supergrass just for you. Don't worry about it. It will be all right. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.